Now that the Greeks held Troy, and King Priam lay dead, Aeneas said to his father, "Climb, dear father, on my shoulders. I will bear you, and not grow weary with the weight." He took his small son by the hand, and so they went out through the gates, taking their household gods with them. Here Aeneas found with much joy and wonder a great company of men and women gathered together, who were willing, all of them, to follow wherever he went. The morning star was already rising over Mount Ida, and Aeneas, seeing Troy in flames, led the way to the mountains. It was summer when Troy was taken, and during the rest of the year Aeneas and his followers built ships for the voyage they must make to find a new home. When it was almost summer again, the work was finished, and they set sail. There was a land named Thrace, loved by Ares more than all other lands. Here Aeneas built a city, but it was not the will of the gods that this should be the home of the Trojans. So again they launched their ships, and they came to an island sacred to Apollo. Here an oracle spoke thus to Aeneas, "Seek your ancient mother. The land that first bore you shall receive you again, and there you and your children shall rule from one generation to another." Then the father of Aeneas remembered that the beginning of their nation had been upon the island of Crete. But after living in Crete for a time, Aeneas was told in a vision that Italy was the land that Apollo had decreed should be their home. So the men of Troy again made ready their ships and departed once again. After many days of wandering, they came to a city ruled over by Helenus, a son of Priam, who with a handful of Trojans had escaped death. Here Aeneas and his followers were made welcome, and a great feast was given in their honor. But soon they were again on their way toward Italy. When Hera saw Aeneas and his followers nearing their destination, she appealed to the god of the winds to drive them from their course.